Hi, Ben Ishchai writes in Halacha Yud in Ilchot Purim, Katav Gaon Yavet Zal al Aviv Gaon Zal shehaya make beraglo v'tofeach besandalo. He would stamp his feet kishemaskir shem Haman b'kriat haMegillah Ein Sham. He would be stamping his feet when the name of Haman would be mentioned in the Megillah. Ve'ani ragil, the Ben Ishchai writes, but me, my custom is what? Lehakot beraglaim b'shem Haman harishon. My minhag, my custom is to stamp my feet on the first Haman, the first time Haman is mentioned in the Megillah. Hakatuv b'pasuk, achar devarim ha'ele gidal ha'melech ha'chashverosh et Haman. Ben amdata ha'gagi. So at that point, that's the first time Haman, the name Haman is introduced in the Megillah, I stamp my feet. Ve'gam od shem Haman ha'acharon, also the final time that Haman's name is mentioned in the Megillah, be'pasuk ki Haman ben Hamdata Agagi, tzorer kol ha'yehudim. So he does it at that point also. In the Sefer Pri Ilan, which is the Perush on the Ben Ishchai, this beautiful, beautiful Sefer, he writes on the bottom, the origin of this minhag to stamp feet while mentioning Haman. So he says this is brought down, it's a very early minhag, it's not a recent minhag of a few bozos that got up and said and wanted to be a little creative and add a little more taste to Judaism. He says no, it was much, much earlier than that. It's even brought down in the Bet Yosef by the Shulchan Aruch himself in Bet Yosef. It's brought down in the name of the Orchot Chaim, who was a Rishon. So it's brought down by the Rishonim that one should not disgrace, or one should not speak up against this minhag. It's a very ancient minhag, and one is not allowed to speak up against this minhag of stamping feet while mentioning the name of Haman, because it's based on the pasuk v'shem Rasha'im Yirkav. The name of Rasha'im should be spoiled, should be destroyed. The name of Rasha'im should be destroyed. Therefore, what do? We stamp our feet. So now, just to mention a little more, a beautiful, beautiful thing that he also brings down in the names of the Kaf HaChaim and Rav Chaim Falaji as well, that the reason why we do it by the Megillah is because Haman, so that Haman should get his punishment by having his name stomped on year in, year out, every single year. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do to Haman and to his wife and to his children, so that they should feel those smacks, that stomping of the feet, they should feel it every single year by the Jews that have been born in every single generation. Why? Just as if the miracle, they should feel, every Jew in every generation should feel as if the miracle happened in his day. Why is that so? Because if Haman HaRasha's decree was fulfilled, Then you and I and you and you and you and you would not be here today. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that they should feel that pain every single year by the Jews of that generation. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on us and did not allow Haman's decree to go through, that is the exact reason why we are here today and we are alive. So therefore, Haman should feel that every single year. And so that Haman should feel every year, what do we do? Every generation, we make it as if we were in that generation where Haman wanted to destroy us, and we stomp his feet. And we stomp his as if he wanted to murder us, ourselves. So it is a very ancient minhag. However, it's brought down by many Sfarim that want us to be very careful with the children. With the children that come to the Bet Knesset to hear the Kriyat HaMegillah. One should be careful that his children don't take it too far, to the extent that it should affect and it should alter the actual Kriyat HaMegillah and should hold people back, prevent people from being Yotzeh the Mitzvah, of hearing every single word. You have to be very careful. And if you're bringing your child to Bet Knesset for the right reasons, for the Mitzvah of Chinuch, you have to understand that that's only based on the fact that he will not make a disturbance in Bet Knesset and hold other people back from being up to the mitzvah. If he will, then it's a bigger mitzvah to leave him at home. That's what the poskim say. It's a bigger mitzvah to leave him at home, and it's a very bad thing. Chaim Avadia Yosef speaks out against this very, very much in his Sefer Chazon Avadia. It's a very, very bad thing to bring a child to Beit Knesset who will be making a lot of noise during the reading of the Megillah. It's better that he should stay home. It's better that he should stay home.
What does it stop you from going to Beit Knesset? As in, you have to watch him. Whatever reason,
why should your personal mitzvah have to go and ruin it for hundreds of other people in the Beit Knesset? Okay. Right? That's not right. That's not fair. That's not fair. So it'll be the best that
regular shacharit. You have to bring your kid, or you can't go. You know your kid's going to disturb a little bit.
If you know your kid's going to disturb, then you're an ones. You have no choice. Let's say Chas v'Shalom, you don't have a wife, or your wife has to go to work early.
Like, I work with special needs. Sometimes I bring the shul. Sometimes certain homes out there make a lot of noise. Shouldn't bring the shul?
No, I mean, you should make sure that you know you daven, you pray on Shabbat. However, it's not appropriate to go and fulfill your own obligation on the expense of the rest of the Beit Knesset's obligation, right? I mean, not to say that you're right or wrong, but it was your decision to go and take this job on you, and it's with that understanding that you might not that it's going to come on the expense of some spiritual actions, some religious actions, and that's a decision that everyone has to make for themselves. Okay, have a great day, everyone.